Well, they just keep winning, don't they? 13-4 in China Basin, and pressing all the right buttons is the skipper, sending up pinch hitters. Alex Wood looks to be the Kevin Gausman of 2021. I don't know. They just keep doing it. Giants in first place. Now, Dwayne Kuiper on assignment, but not missing this assignment here on the UMA guest line. So, good morning, Dwayne. Happy Tuesday. Happy win day.
Yes.
How are you?
Hey, Kuiper.
I'm doing great, and it was so fun watching the game last night. I had some couch time. It was great, and I watched a really good ball game. And I also appreciate the people that were announcing the game. I don't get to watch them very often. I only listen to them from in the car. So it was great.
Yeah.
A couple of personal days on Wednesday, so that gave me 3 days to charge the batteries. Look forward to when the team goes on the road, but they're playing really good at home right now. You're right.
How'd the broadcasters do?
I gave them an A+ all the way across the board.
Yes.
I also thought that the production was an A+ as well. And I am 100% biased.
That's okay. You're allowed to be. How about how old Hunter Pence in the studio too?
You know what? I didn't watch all of it, but I watched enough to see that he is a natural. And, you know, the only thing that you worry about, but he did it as a player, is if he were to do 162 pre- and post-game shows, at what point would the battery run out? And then that Energizer bunny would just sit there, go, because he's got a lot of energy, and he probably could do it for 162. But he was great. His insight was awesome. His energy, obviously, is always there. If that's something that he wanted to do, he could do it all the time. And he could, you know, I mean, a lot of those guys could, a little experience, do color on TV. But former players, you know, they don't like to do 162 games, and if you're really going to be good at it, you got to do a lot of games. But you know, he's on his way to doing this if he wants to do it. The one thing about NBC Sports Bay Area is they roll a lot of different guys in there, and they're all a hit. They really are. I love Richie. Estes does a great job.
Randy.
You know, I'm sure I'm gonna. You know, Randy Wynn.
Yeah.
You know, they're all terrific. Devin Fox and all those people there, they do a good job of spreading things around so everybody gets a chance to do their thing. And, you know, I'm not sure there's anybody better than Greg Papa at what he does.
He's pretty smooth, man. I go all the way back to Sleepy Floyd as Superman with him.
Yeah.
I remember listening to that in 87 and losing my mind. So there you go. Well, listen, let's start with the manager. He's pulling strings, and they're all working. You send up three straight pinch hitters in a tie game in a four-man bench, and it works. Right. How about that?
Yeah, the only thing, you know, when Gabe made that decision, I'm sure that he thought about what happens in extra innings, but his other thought was maybe if I do this, we won't have to get to extra innings.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that's exactly what happened. Mauricio Dubon's at-bat was one of the best at-bats of the year, given the fact that he fouled off five pitches, and none of the pitches that he fouled off were good pitches to hit, but they were good enough to be called strikes. I think there were a couple that probably would have been out of the strike zone. But, you know, at this point, you know, you're coming in as a pinch hitter. You don't want the umpire to decide you're at-bat. And he did a great job of falling off those five pitches. And then eventually he got one that got too much of the plate, and he banged it in the left field for a base hit. That clearly was the at-bat of the game and probably one of the top 10 at-bats of the year.
Right. And for this kid, too, who's, you know, I know batting average is completely not in vogue anymore. So all the Giants have low batting averages except for Buster Posey. But his, you know, he wasn't putting up the numbers he wanted. And he mentioned in the postgame that he wanted to get out of April. Your partner, Mike, always talks to us about that, ripping open a new month. And, you know, not like he's tearing up May, but he's better in May than he was in April, and he seems to think that, like, mentally, he feels better already. He's homered in this month, and then he had that at-bat last night.
Yeah, if you can turn the page on a month, and then if even if it's just a coincidence that the last day of April you had a bad game, the first day of May you have a good game, you can trick yourself absolutely into thinking that May you're going to be a Hall of Famer. I'm going to be a Hall of Famer this month. And it looks like Dubon has tricked himself into believing that it is all about the months. Just like Giants fans tricked themselves into thinking that every even year was going to be, you're the Giants are going to win a World Series. Why wouldn't you? So, 2016 kind of kicked us in the you-know-what when it came to that. But you can do it. You can use that as motivation, momentum. You can use it as fun, like growing mustaches. I mean, you can do a lot of things when you're playing well, and it can be fun. And really, the biggest fun part for this team is coming on Thursday when they get to take their mask off. And they get to sit in the clubhouse and talk and eat with a teammate.
Yeah.
They don't have to isolate themselves. They can sit in the dugout without a mask. So that's all coming, and it's going to be really great because, you know, as I said, winning makes everything fun, and this is going to add to it.
Yeah, I was definitely going to bring that up to you, is this vaccine threshold that it was mentioned that the Giants on Thursday will hit 85%, joining at least 11 other teams who have met the minimum criteria. And like you said, it means that they will do not have to wear tracking devices. That's crazy, right? They were wearing tracking devices. They can gather on planes and buses. Vaccinated players will be tested less frequently. And non-vaccinated players still get twice a week testing. It includes video games and pool tables in the clubhouse, saunas and steam rooms. And they don't even need to quarantine if they've had contact with anyone who's tested positive. So,
right.
I mean, geez.
It also means, Murph, that if you go to Pittsburgh, and I haven't seen the schedule, I'm kind of assuming that, as an example, the Saturday game in Pittsburgh will be a night game. But let's say it's a day game. They could go out to dinner with a group of guys.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
And that'll be a first. That'll be a first in 2 years.
Wow.
Now, the last time the Giants were able to do any of the things that they'll be allowed to do was the last road game in 2019, which was Bruce Bochy's last road game.
Atlanta, right?
That was the last city that they were allowed to actually go out in. Go to Starbucks, go to whatever. Go to some place and have a nice omelet for breakfast.
That's a long time ago.
Do it.
Man.
And it's going to be a really good thing. And for them, it does kind of bring everything back to, well, not normal, but on their way.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
I mean, the Sunday crowd we had at Oracle Park, a Mother's Day crowd, even though it was a dud of a game, people were into it. I mean, they were into it. They had fun. There's 10,000 people there. We're hoping, obviously, that when the Dodgers come into town, which will be their next homestand, that even more people will be allowed in the park.
It'd be exciting. By the way, just to kind of fulfill your little scenario there, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday games in Pittsburgh are 3:35 here, so 6:35 there.
Right.
So it'd have to be a late-night restaurant. Maybe more realistic is Sunday they have a morning game, 10:05. They get out of Pittsburgh, short flight to Cincy. Heck, you could even drive that. Maybe a nice leisurely steakhouse in Cincinnati on Sunday night. How's that?
Yeah, there's a number of really good restaurants in downtown Cincinnati, and they can go out and enjoy themselves. I mean, look, I was a ball player for, 13, 14 years. I could eat at any time.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's like
1 a.m. dinner?
Yeah, you want to go out for dinner? It's 10:30. Yeah.
Nice.
Depends on the town you're in, though, right?
True.
That's better said in Chicago or New York than in, Pittsburgh or Cincinnati.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But they'll have their choices.
Oh, they'll get something. There'll be some. They'll find some cool late night restaurant, maybe in Pittsburgh. Hey, this leads to another point, Kipe. Maybe if Alex Wood pitches one of the games in Pittsburgh, then they'll get out to a nice dinner because he works so fast. We got to talk about this pace that he's at, and I can't believe there's actually a stat on this, Dwayne. He takes 19.9 seconds between pitches, third fastest in Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Well, he would be a guy that I would love to play behind. Mm. And all defensive players would love to play behind him. You know, the one thing, the next time he pitches, you know, I want everybody to watch Buster Posey if Buster's catching him. Buster literally gets the ball back to him faster than anybody I've ever seen. And I'm sure it's because that's what Alex Wood wants. Throw the ball, get it back to me as fast as I can. And if you watch Wood, and he does this a lot, he'll throw a pitch and spin around. And Buster's literally got the ball almost in the air while he is spinning around. And by the time he's fronting Posey, you know, the ball is just getting released or it's in the air. That's how fast he wants to work. And everybody loves it. The only thing that can slow him down is if Longoria makes the switch from third to playing out over on the right side. And Longoria's going to have to hustle.
Come on, dude.
In order to stay in Wood's rhythm, because you don't want to ruin his rhythm. But he is really fun to watch. I'll tell you a quick story. I think it was 1976. I think Muhammad Ali was going to fight Leon Spinks.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds right.
I remember.
Yeah.
And the fight was going to start like at 9 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So which would have been 6 o'clock West. But anyway, we were playing a game in Cleveland and everybody wanted to watch the fight. You know, well, you're not going to be able to watch the fight if you're standing at second base or left field. And, you know, normal games are 3 hours, so who knows? But anyway, Rick Russell's brother, Paul, was starting that night. And Paul was a lot like his brother, Rick, where he worked really fast, threw nothing but sinkers. And when the game was going to be decided in 2 hours, win, lose, or draw. And you know, we got a chance. I was on my couch at 9 o'clock.
Wow, jeez. That's
Big Daddy's brother, man. Dealing.
You just...
We won the game, and it was a great example of how you can appreciate those sinker ballers, because if they don't get an out, they're going to get two outs on a double play ball. In a lot of ways, that's what Alex Wood does, too. He's fun to watch. He really is. Now they just have to keep an eye on him to keep him healthy.
I would imagine, you know, players, when they're going into an Alex Wood start, the opposing team, don't they want to step out a lot and disrupt them?
Yeah, you would think so. But sometimes hitters get into these rhythms where this is what their plan is and this is how they do things, and they don't want to disrupt that. But I agree with you. That or bunt or do something to get him out of his rhythm. I mean, do you see where he stands in between innings? He doesn't sit. He stands with his glove on his hand.
Wow.
At the bottom step at the other end of the dugout, so that when the last out is made, he's standing on the mound before the other team is off the field.
Wow.
and I maybe it's a back issue why he doesn't sit, or maybe he's just anxious or superstitious, but he's at that bottom step, man. He's ready to roll. And good for him. It's a nice change of pace.
Yet another Farhan find, man. DeSclafani, Gausman, Smiley, Pomerantz, Wood, you name them. You come to Farhan's rehab shop. You want to rehab your career, you come see Farhan.
And we're being told that Scott Kazmir's throwing the ball really well in Sacramento. So there's another find.
Yeah.
Nice.
This wasn't one of his finds, but I did see that this guy threw in the high 90s yesterday, Tyler Beede. Don't forget about him.
Tyler Beede, absolutely. Has to still be on the radar just because of how young he is and the kind of arm he's got. So there's some depth in AAA. We've seen the depth on the infield. I mean, we have 4 second basemen. 2 are down and 2 are healthy. Just so happens that the 4th second baseman also plays center field and shortstop.
And gets game-winning pinch hits.
And pinch hits and gets the game-winning hit.
He just can't grow a mustache, Kipe. That's the problem. I mean, that's almost it's almost physically impossible that his mustache is that light.
You know what? He and Dave Fleming have the same problem.
Nice. I mean, can Flem grow one? What if Flem tried to grow one?
No, I think with Dave, we would have to get a Sharpie out. But Dave has many, many other talents besides that.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes. So my grandpa used to say when I was just at that age in the teenage years, and he'd say, oh, just put some milk on it, let the cat lick it off.
I came home from college, Murph, my freshman year, and I had a mustache and a goatee.
Nice.
And so my dad and mom hadn't seen me in, 2 months, 3 months? Maybe I've told you this story.
No.
So they're really excited to see their kid, right? Somebody drove them 8 hours from Centerville, Iowa. And I'm walking to the door, and I see this big paw stick out his arm out the door, and it's shaving cream and a razor blade.
Nice. Wow.
And he said, you can use the window right here as a mirror, but that gets off before you come in the house.
That is old school. Like the New York Yankees.
Yeah, like pretty much.
He thought you were playing for the Yankees.
Like George Steinbrenner, yeah.
George Steinbrenner handed me this shaving.
Pretty much.
Or Henry Kuiper, one of the two. Yeah.
And you know what? He wasn't angry. He just, making a point.
Oh, yeah.
Your mother does not want to see you with that on your face.
Your mother.
Anyway, it was not a big deal, but it was worth a good story.
That is awesome. I love it. Off it comes, man. Well, maybe Mauricio, I don't know. It's the opposite. They got to plant seeds or something to grow that because there's just nothing going on there. So
there's nothing going on.
No. Hey, day game today. Logan Webb, Jordan Lyles, they just keep rolling. Like we said, the home record, and then this is it for the homestand, a little short stint. And like you mentioned, off to Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. But I just feel like, you know, the way it's going, Dwayne, I mean, 1-1 ball game in the seventh, I knew they were going to win. You know, I just feel like today they're going to win, too.
Yeah, you felt pretty good about yesterday. And, you know, look, Rogers came in and did a nice job again. McGee came in and, you know, was throwing his usual high fastballs. It looks like he's got a lot of life now back in his fastball. It was a win that we got used to seeing a lot in 2010. Solid start. Bullpen was terrific. Defense was good. And a home run, and then a clutch hit, and you go home happy. Well, can they duplicate that again today? Well, it's going to be up to Logan Webb to control that sinker and throw strikes. I mean, this was a Ranger team that was coming in hot. You talk about turning the page in May. They were leading the American League in a lot of departments in May. So to slow them down last night was a good thing. And I'll just knock them out today and then get on the road, because 8 games on the road, 4-4, I don't care who you're playing, you know, you're going to have to play well. Plus, you know, Pittsburgh is surprising. They got some pretty good starting pitching young guys. And you know one thing about the Reds can hit. So win today and then, you know, just get after it for those 8 games. And then after that, Murph, the next 9 games after that, 9 games after that, 7 are against the Dodgers.
I know. I can't wait. I'm going out that Friday night. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. And like we said, at this point, bring them all on.
Do some damage, yeah.
Hey, just last one real quick. I know we've kind of wrapped it up there, but I was just having Copes do the research. I just felt like I hadn't seen Brandon Belt go oppo. He doesn't, in your mind, does he do it? We looked it up. According to Fangraphs, 146 career homers, 30 to left field. Yeah. So more than one, but less than 25%, Dwayne.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, he doesn't hit any balls on the ground the opposite way. But he will hit balls in the air the opposite way. And he's got, look, I mean, he's such a strong Texas kid. I mean, he can hit the ball out anywhere, but you usually think of Belt center field and in right center, but last night was pretty impressive. It was, I'm not sure exactly what it was, if it was a changeup blown away or, but it was blown away and he got after it. So, you know, he had some bumpers, so maybe this is a good thing, maybe he'll be off and rolling for the rest of May.
All right. Last one is when you get back, a listener says, get an orange Sharpie for Flem's mustache. Okay?
Orange.
Orange.
Wow.
Well, I think that would probably look very odd on Dave.
Yeah.
But
well, black and orange,
at
right?
This point, he's still the young guy on the group.
Well, he is.
Yeah. Although, you know what? We were good. We did not haze Dave at all. He was too good of a guy to haze him. The only thing we did is we put a watermelon and a cantaloupe in his work bag in Colorado in the clubhouse. He didn't know it. And when Mike and I were taping the Kook and Kype show, he walked in and he goes, damn, my bag is heavy today. And we laughed so hard we couldn't even stand it. Because when he opened it up, there was the watermelon and the cantaloupe.
That's an old school.
About as bad as it got for him. So
that's a good old-fashioned G-rated prank. I like it. Very good. So, yeah.
You know what he did?
Yeah.
He put the watermelon and the cantaloupe right in front of him so that when we showed him on TV, you could see that
that's good stuff.
That's what we did to him. And good sport. He's hung in there with us. That's for sure.
And now look at him doing the Masters and everything else. So.
Oh, he's all over the place.
Great stuff.
He's the best.
All right. You recharge those batteries. We'll look forward to your return Thursday against the Pirates. Great chat, Dwayne. Enjoy the game today. We'll talk next week.
You bet. Let's go.
Dwayne Kuiper and the winning Giants, Paulie. You are listening to the KNBR Morning Show on KNBR and KNBR FM San Francisco, the sports leader. Just the start of the Power Hour.
Come on.
Top six cooler content Tuesday style coming your way on the Sports Leader.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.